is the final countdown. We have 3 minutes to go. Well, if this is the end of the world, I have to say I've had a good life. You know, it hasn't been that bad. I've had 25 years on this earth, which, you know, it's a privilege to even be here in the first place. I've had a good family. I've got a brother. I've got my parents and my grandparents, although there's only one left. And it's been a good one, you know. I've had some fun. I've been traveling. I've been to Los Angeles. I've been to Canada. I've had a university experience. It's been really, really fun. And I've had a job which, although I didn't like at times, was really good for 3 years. And, you know, things haven't been too bad to me, really. So, yeah, I've had a good run, I think. As we count down, we are now in the last minute of life. I hope you're right, and let's hope we're right. And I don't know if this is a time to look to biblical things and what will happen after this minute. Probably nothing. Probably we just carry on as normal. But people like to scaremonger, so let's see. We are going to go for the final count. We've got 40 seconds now. And this is going to be, it may be the end. I may not be back by the other time, but the other side of this. I'm still here. We've survived. Yes. Yes, we survived. Yes. Come on. What happened? Where the hell am I? Oh god, it's a bit warm in here. Man, there's fire everywhere. It's like I just fell into a furnace or something. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not sure what's just happened, but if you can still hear me, do get in touch to confirm the world hasn't ended, because I have a sneaking suspicion it might have just done so. Oh, it's warm in here. Where is this place? I have no idea whatsoever. It's like somewhere I know. Just can't pinpoint it. That was AC/DC with Highway to Hell. Speaking of hell, this place reminds me a lot of hell. Hang on, wait a minute. This is...
Yes, Richard, welcome to hell.
Wait, who are you, and how do you know my name?
What? Can't you recognise me?
I haven't seen you before, I'm sure of it. And you're definitely not one of my Facebook friends either.
Doesn't the bullhorns, the red skin colour, black coat and fiery complexion give it away to you?
Oh, are you Simon Cowell?
No, you idiot. I'm the devil, Satan, if you will. The real Lord of Darkness, though my lawsuit against The Undertaker in WWE still isn't going very well for that one, but that's a different story altogether.
So does that mean I'm dead? And the world has ended?
Why, not exactly. God just hit the pause button on his Sky Plus box.
So I was right then. I had a bet on that with 5,000-to-1 odds. I'm rich. Shame I just can't cash it in now I'm dead.
Oh, don't be so naive, Richard. This is hell. Of course they have bookmakers.
Even Paddy Power?
Especially Paddy Power, though other bookmakers are available.
Do we still have to be impartial, even in hell?
Silence. Enough rubbish chit-chat. I came here to invite you to our mass induction into hell. The guards will escort you to the arena. Well, it will start in a few minutes.
But I'm in the middle of a radio show here. Can't you see that?
Oh, fine. Bring your equipment along. I want the whole world to hear what we've got in store.
But the world's already ended.
Shut up, you fool. It's smart-ass backchat like that would stop you going to heaven. God has no time for smugness. Now I must go and prepare immediately. Guards, escort this man to the arena.
Hey, get off me. I'm perfectly capable of walking, you know. Jeez, people in hell have no manners whatsoever.
Ha 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 ha! Pray silence, please, for the national anthem of hell.
Really? This is hell's national anthem?
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the mighty ruler and overlord of hell, the devil himself, Satan!
Thank you. Now you probably know why you're all here today. Well, in case you don't know, I'm afraid we've had an apocalypse. Sorry about that. Granted, it wasn't as grandiose as an epic flood or a meteor strike or an atomic bomb, but it still got the job done. Now, I'm afraid all of you have found your way to hell, as quite frankly, your lives were pitiful. Also, you didn't believe in Jesus, yet still celebrated Christmas, which Jesus is pretty peeved about. Anyway, I think you'll find hell as all the home comforts you could be looking for in eternal damnation. We've got TV, but it only has one channel which consists of 24-hour showings of repeats of Glee. We have great music from the likes of Enya, Bjork, and the kid who scratches his fingernails down a blackboard. You also have a swimming pool, although it's full of flesh-eating sharks with lasers attached to their heads, and lots of urine. So do make yourself comfortable at home. After all, you're only going to be here for the rest of eternity. Now today, you're all going to get a special treat. All those of you who have read George Orwell's 1984 will know all about this little surprise I have for you.
I know. I can see where this is going.
Yes, you see, today, you're all going to be sent to Room 101. There you will face your worst nightmares, fears and phobias. Have fun! Here we are, Richard. Welcome to Room 101.
What? What have you put in there?
Well, Richard, I've been listening to your radio shows.
What? You've listened to my shows? No one never normally does that.
I know, and with good reason. Anyway, I've been listening to your shows, and I notice you seem to have a lot to rant about. Whether it be beard intolerance, people at pedestrian crossings, toilets that don't flush, mice, debit cards. Well, now you're going to have to put up with all of them, because everything you have ever ranted about and hated over the past 18 months is in this room right now.
No, please, you can't send me in there. It'll be a rant meltdown. I won't be able to take it.
Silence! Time to face your punishment.
Richard, are you going to have a shave?
No, I like my beard. Beards are brilliant. Damn it, Lou. Flush, you idiot. Damn it, X Factor winners. I don't want to hear you at number one.
Can I ask you a question? Just quickly.
Don't make another Vox Pop. Oh, God, Vox Pops. Ah, trains, I'm always missing you. Why is there rubbish everywhere? Does no one know when the bin day is? What happened? Was I dreaming just now? Wait, what time is it? Yeah, yes! It's 11:26 on December 21st! We survived! The world hasn't ended! The world hasn't ended! Rejoice, rejoice! Thank you. Oh, I was having a most terrible dream ever. I was in hell, and I went to room 101, and I faced all the things I've ever ranted about on my tequila radio show the last 18 months, and it was terrible. Oh my goodness, there was trains, there was toilets and flush, I can't describe how bad it was. Thank goodness it wasn't real. Well, I guess it's time to go, and thank you for joining me today, and thank you for reminding me that the world hasn't ended, Amy. She says Cardiff is still going strong. Thank you. And Jersey, I believe, is still going strong. It's just mild, quite mild today. And unsurprisingly, the whole end of the world thing was a load of rubbish. But, you know, somebody will come up in the next 18 months and say, well, the world's going to end on this date. And some people will believe it. But I think the important thing is to remember is that life is not infinite. And at the end of the day, the end of the world for any of us may come at any time. And that's kind of a scary thought. But I think the point is we should try and appreciate and not take for granted what we've got. And also not wait around to do things, wait for a rainy day to try and achieve what you wanted to do. Because you never know if that day will ever come. So you have one life, you might as well make the most of it.